If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Clan Radio, powered by Wellwood Communications. I'm here with the new coach, John Tripp. He's arrived in Glasgow and looking ahead to the new season. John, firstly, welcome. How are you settling in so far?
Doing well, thank you. It's nice to be here. It's a really nice facility and everything. The town's beautiful and it looks even nicer when it's sunny.
And the family settling in as well?
They're not here yet. They're going to come in at a later date, probably next week to start school. I figured I wanted to come in here a little early just to get organized and get settled and get my ducks in a row.
And you've certainly got the weather with you as well.
Yeah, no, it's been really nice. So it's kind of like the summer in Canada, but everyone tells me it rains a lot, but I'm sure it'll come.
Excellent. So how's preparations for the team going? I know the guys are coming in later this week.
Yeah, no, it's doing well. Guys are going to start coming in next week. And, you know, there's a couple more things. We're waiting for some, you know, I've learned a lot of new things, especially with the UK, with the visas and all that stuff. So it takes some time, and we're hoping to get those in a row and ready for the guys to come in. But if not, it's not a big deal. So everyone's skating and in shape, but we're getting everyone in. And obviously, everyone knows we're still looking for some players and to complete our team.
How's that going, the recruitment for players? As you said, we're still looking for a few.
It's going okay. You know, it's not easy, but some things take some time. I mean, we did start. Not only did we start a little late in the season with me taking the job, but also it's been difficult with the whole Brexit thing. You know, I've noticed that as well, and Gareth and myself have talked about it. And there's a lot of players out there that are waiting, and they're always looking for something better. But we have a lot of options, and we're doing a lot of, we're trying to fit those pieces and waiting for the right guys to come in.
You talked about the procedure and getting the players in. Obviously, there's the visa situation. Is it much different to what you're used to in Germany?
No, there is no visas. I mean, the only time I've ever had to do visas is going to Russia or coming in the UK. So, I mean, if you go into Europe, you just basically walk right in. And is that good or bad? I don't know. It's always nice to be safe. But you get the visas when you get in Germany. So, no, it's quite a requirement. We live in Kingston, so it's in between Ottawa and Toronto. And I don't need a visa. My kids don't because we're European with German. So, but my wife, she's Canadian, and she had to drive to either Toronto or Ottawa just for after we did our online. We had to fill it out online for like 30 minutes, and then you have to go and get an appointment for a week later in either Ottawa and Toronto. So we had to drive a couple hours just for a 10-minute meeting. So it's a different process, but you know what? That's the way it is, and everyone has to do it. So it's not troubling, but it's just something different.
Pre-season games are coming up. How much have you been across what other teams are doing in the league this summer in terms of their signings?
I read and see who's signing, but it's really not a concern of mine. I mean, players are going to sign everywhere, so I'll get to know all the players later in the other league. But our main concern is who we sign and what we get and how they fit into our program. So, you know, we've talked about I want to build a team with speed and surround it with some grinders, guys that are going to work hard. And that's the way the game is changing. And speed wins, speed kills, and not to mention defense. The offense will come if you take care of your own end.
And of course, we've talked about it for long enough. You and I have been communicating through the summer. Now that you're actually here, does it feel real that this is about to start for you?
Oh, a little bit. It's like game on. but we still have a lot of stuff to do, but it's good to get the work in and, you know, get the everything organized that needs to be done. So it's I'm happy and excited to get things going.
Of course, the fans are obviously a bit jittery. We are still missing a few players. What's the message for them at this time?
Oh, just get ready. I mean, we need good support. I mean, just like any other team, and I understand from a fan's standpoint, it's frustrating because they want a team put together. But I'm telling you, they'd want the team put together properly than just a team put together, and you'll get results. But the fans make the game. Without the fans, there's no sport in this world that works. So and so far, I've noticed we have a really good base, and I'm excited to meet everyone.
John, great to finally meet you. All the best.
Thank you very much.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.